Hello, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Thursday, 17th of January. Firstly, in India, in the southern state of Kerala, the trade unions representing the workers of Kerala State Road Transport Corporation have called for an indefinite strike from today. The workers are demanding a single duty roster, resolution of crisis in schedules, in reinstatement of dismissed employees, and periodic wage revision. The trade unions have claimed that even after submitting a strike notice to the corporation management 16 days ago, no action have been taken. The indefinite strike is likely to disrupt the transport network across Kerala this week. The state-owned corporation is the only transport operator to offer services to all parts of the state. Private transport operators are likely to be affected by the strike due to an increase in congestion with more passengers. Clients are advised to be aware of the transport disruptions expected in Kerala this week. Avoid prominent landmarks in major cities expected to host protests by the trade unions. In Sri Lanka is reportedly considering an offer from the Bank of China for a loan of $300 million, which can be raised to $1 billion. The loan, which will help Sri Lanka with debt repayments of over $5.9 billion this year, out of which $2.6 billion are due in the first 3 months of 2019. A quarter of Sri Lanka's total foreign debt is from China. Sri Lanka has already borrowed over $6 to $8 billion from China to build ports, highways, and other major investments. Loans from China are a contentious political issue. After defaulting on one of the loans, Sri Lanka had to cede the management of Hambantota port to China. Clients are advised to monitor the economic situation and be aware of the possible tax reforms and austerity measures by the government to boost revenues and repay the loans. It could also lead to anti-austerity protests by political parties in the opposition. Monitor alerts and advisories from APAC Assistance for further updates. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.